Okay, whatever.
Hey, we're back. Have a seat, Becky.
Did you push record on that thing?
I don't see
it.
Okay.
Red. Is it red?
All right, Becky's back. Let's do it.
It's lit.
Becky's back.
Back again.
So we're back, and we're all in the same clothes because we're just not hurrying, but we're making sure we record a couple of these. And this is the Edge of Beautiful podcast, and we just wanted to kind of talk about ourselves.
Yeah, why not?
And there you have it.
We're all good at it.
You know, who doesn't like doing that, right? I might not be much, but I'm all I think about. You know, like, kind of give you an idea of who we are as people. Absolutely.
We're not...
So tell us who you are.
You.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm a 58-year-old fuck-up. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. I'm a 58-year-old woman who's, you know... been divorced a long time, who's still single, who I don't know if I'd like to meet someone or not. I think it's going to take somebody who's done some work, because I just don't put up with a lot of bullshit. I just don't. I want somebody who's self-aware and somebody who's fun-loving and can talk about anything in life and owns themselves. And that's who I am. And I can be pretty hard on myself, but I can also be really light on myself, and I can find my way through things. And I hike a lot with my dog. I walk a lot with my dog. I spend time with friends like this, not even just podcasting, but having coffee, enjoying life. I love to travel. I haven't traveled a lot since COVID, but I really do love to travel. I find the curiosity in life in the moment of... there's a song by Candlebox that it said, "For your mind to untangle." And I think that's what life is for me, is like untangling my mind would love to tangle itself around crap that gets in the way of me just experiencing life. I'm very sensitive, very sensitive. And I really am at a place, I was just telling Becky, she felt my energy today, and she said, "I feel like you're guarded." I'm not guarded. I'm at a place where I just don't... I don't want to use the words that I just simply don't care. Quit talking about me. I'm right in the room. You know, I'm just at a place where it's not... I don't want to have the attitude of, like, I don't give a fuck what people think, because I do. I bullshitted myself enough in this lifetime. I think what happens is when you do care, and I know you don't care for me, or I know you're passing a judgment, what I want to do is I want to get to a place where I say, that's okay. You're allowed to have that. It doesn't define me. It doesn't exacerbate my neuroses of thinking that I'm not enough. I have to think that I'm enough. And that's an inside job.
What do you like to do when you're by yourself at home?
Oh, God.
Like, how are you when nobody's looking? How is Rainy?
I'm a goofball.
Okay, I want to know what you and Abby do in this house.
I'm
Abby's
a goofball.
A dog.
So
I want to know what you and Abby do when you're alone.
I make out with my dog. I'm not joking. Like, I kiss that dog. I literally kiss that dog 1,001 times a day. Like, I walk over to her when we're home alone all day. I work, but she lays on the couch, and she'll look at me. She gives me a look when she knows I'm being too intense with myself, not the client, with myself.
Okay.
And so I work in between. I have an 88-year-old aging mom. I do a lot with her. We play cards twice a week.
You and your sister and your mom are like,
we're like
buddies. You're like the three musketeers.
We're very close. But what do I do when no one's looking? I laugh a lot. I love shows. I try to, like, I've been watching Cheers. I love to laugh.
Fucking Cheers. Yes.
I read. I sit in silence. I don't meditate all the time. I teach meditation. I love meditation, so don't get me wrong. I'm not poo-pooing it. I just think we can also use it as a crutch to not want to engage in this life, because I've gone through phases in my life, Jocelyn, where I've had to really walk through of hating this place and not feeling like I belong.
Yeah.
Not suicidal, not in the least. Just feeling miserable with it, and how do I engage with it?
Yeah.
And so I just sit and I be, and I watch nature. I love my house. I love all the trees around my... I pick up the phone and I call people and I check in on them. I write little notes to people and I mail them.
Where's mine?
I don't know your address. And you're not fucking getting one.
I want a fucking letter in the mail that's handwritten. Are you kidding?
Oh, we should do that.
I'm start sick of texts. I'm sick of
texts.
Yeah,
I write little love notes to people.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. You know, I mean, I don't have, I've tried painting, I love to dance. I've tried a lot of different things, and I can honestly tell you when people ask me, what do you love to do? I don't fucking know. No, it's just the truth
of
the matter.
You just told us everything that you love to
do. Well, yeah,
do.
But I think that people want a hobby, or they want to, like, yeah, I love to sit down, and I love to watercolor, and I love to crochet, or I love to knit. I don't fucking love any of that. I don't. My favorite hobby, if I were to ask anybody, would be to sit and have a cup of coffee and talk about life with you. I don't want to hear small shit. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear small talk.
I don't know
how to do small talk. It puts me over the edge.
Yeah.
I went to a party last night. I was really proud of myself. I actually stayed an hour.
Oh,
really
shit.
Proud of myself.
That's really good.
Yeah, and it
I
was
been
and
proud
it was it was small
too.
Talk. No, it was small talk oh. and it was but they were lovely people. No, it wasn't like that. I allowed myself to just be yeah. in it and not have an expectation that it should go deep.
Yeah.
You know, people don't want to go deep all the time, and I get that, and neither do I, to be honest with you. I have people that ask me, because I'm really intuitive, like, are you reading me? I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? No.
No, I'm looking at you going, where'd you get your fucking sweater?
Yeah, exactly. Like, where'd you get that sweater? I want one. No, I'm
what
not.
What kind of mascara does she use?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is she eating for dinner?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Like that. So that's me.
Okay.
This is me. If you want the truth, I will give it to you. 100%.
You're not a liar.
Nope. Don't know how
no
to be.
No people pleasing.
No, I mean, I that's a good question, Mandy. I mean, I think I'm a people pleaser in the sense that I'll say something to someone and I'll go, are you okay? I know that was kind of difficult. Are you okay? I'm trying to like work my way through that of, was it even necessary that I say that to them?
Mm-hmm.
But can I, more importantly, can I just let it land and see where it goes? So, yeah. But, yeah, if you want to know the truth about your butt or about your face or about the guy or about...
Oh, good. I have some questions for you.
I have some questions about my butt.
Shit. Will you look at my butt? Will you look at my boobs and tell me if they're too saggy or not? I'm just kidding. I'm fucking kidding. I don't care.
Where are they? Are they down to your navel?
I don't fucking care.
There you go.
I don't care.
There you go.
I don't care.
Well, if you don't care, then you don't ask the question.
But what I'm saying is, yeah, you're like, y'all give you the truth.
Yeah, but if you don't ask the question, then that means you don't care about that, so you don't need to ask the question. But if
true.
You care about it
yeah.
and you ask the question...
Yeah.
You may not like what I say.
Yeah.
But I'm always loving about it. Like,
oh,
yeah,
for sure.
like your butt looks like you could get a different pair of jeans because you have a really cute butt, and that doesn't that doesn't emphasize that.
What about you, Becky? What do you do when you're by yourself at home and nobody's there?
Ooh, I like to dance.
Good for you. I dance every morning.
Do you like I love to dance.
Wait, when you say dance, like mm-hmm. Like, are you just, like, getting down? Or are you doing pole dancing? Are you doing, like...
Don't look at me.
Are you twerking in the kitchen?
Twerking in the kitchen.
How are you dancing?
Like, what are you doing?
Brown chicken, brown cow. How are you dancing there, Sister Sledge?
Oh, you want me to show you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just dance. I turn on music.
I love
I
that.
Dance
and just dance.
I think it brings me happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And what really brings me happiness is my dogs join in and they want to jump up on me and dance with me. And I just love it.
Do you talk to them like they're humans?
Always.
I do too.
Me
too.
I talk to my plants. It's so funny. Everybody makes fun of me because I think I learned this from my mom. Like,
they like it.
They love it.
You talk to them.
I talk to that Japanese maple all the time. It needs love.
I mean, are you guys like... molesting these plants?
Because you're
just touching
no.
them.
You were
like
talking about talking into your daughter, and I'm like, it's the same thing. I think with
yeah.
everything, it's
bless
the energy.
You.
You're just like caressing the leaves.
Okay, we just
that's
lost a lot of viewers.
Okay, well, what? Okay, now Becky, tell us what you do for fun. Who are you? Who's Becky? Well, who's Becky's fuck?
Tell her to fuck off.
What's exciting about to me is I am getting to know myself a lot lately.
Mm, I love that.
In the last, I would say, 4 or 5 years. It's exciting because I used to just kind of go with the flow and play my role as mom and wife and make sure everybody was happy. And now I'm just, it's kind of fun. Like, this stuff is fun to me.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wholeheartedly.
For
just
sure.
Diving in and learning things.
Well, and Becky, you know, you've said to me 1,000 times, right? and this is to the people listening, the moms out there that had such a crucial role being a mom, and then you find yourself, the kids are older, and you find, not even empty nesters, but you just find, like, what's my role? Who am I? What's my purpose? And we're going to do a podcast on purpose, but I think it's so brilliant as your friend. Like, I'm behind you all the way. Go and find it, sister, because it's right in front of you. Just being right. You.
And I had a girlfriend tell me that 10 years ago, I think. She was like, I just think you have this thing you'll figure out. You don't know it yet.
Mm-hmm.
You will, and it'll be amazing.
Yeah.
And I think that goes true for all of us, right? Like, mm-hmm. Especially moms that lose ourselves, or anybody that loses themselves in whatever they're doing in life. And when you just start to realize, like, yeah, my kids are older, and I'm just learning, it's kind of, I'm letting go of the role, and I'm learning that it's very freeing.
Yeah.
To actually, wow, I get to explore. I get to explore me, and I get to explore what I like to do, what I like to spend time doing, or read, or learn, or whatever it is. It's just, it's all pretty.
Bring yourself to it.
Yeah.
That's so great.
Fun. And like we talked about, me doing the editing and stuff for this is such a challenge, and I get so frustrated and get upset. And
now you are a techie bitch.
But then during it, I'm learning
how to record our voices.
But I get to learn something new.
That's right.
And that's exciting. Whereas before, I would just give up.
Forget it. I can't do it. I'm not capable.
Wait, we're not recording.
But yeah.
Oh, motherfucker.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so we're giving Becky shit because we had a really great podcast on truth.
Oh, my gosh, twice.
And it didn't record, so it wasn't meant to be, but here we are. So who are you?
I'm learning.
Who am I?
Yeah, who are you?
I'm a weird motherfucker.
Yeah, you are.
I am. I'm weird. And I don't give a shit.
No, that's a compliment. I'm weird.
And my answer to that is, why be normal? I don't know. My grandkids tell me all the time I'm weird, and I'm like, yeah, so.
What's your point?
Mm-hmm. You're authentic.
What's your point? Yeah, because you're not.
And I tell them, you're weird too, because you're my grandkid.
You're not living up to everyone else's expectations.
Yeah. Who am I? Well, yeah, I'm Jocelyn.
Blow your C note.
These are my son's ashes.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Yes.
I apologize.
I don't think anyone wants me to blow my son's ashes all over the table.
I have one necklace that's a C note.
Jake might like the ashes on the croissants.
Yeah.
Anyway, who am I? I'm Jocelyn. I'm 53.
Oh, I did not say my age.
I'm 58.
Okay, girl.
I don't give a shit. I am 53. And
I'm 54.
When I turn 54, I'll be fine.
I look younger than both of you, and I'm 58.
Fine. Yeah,
I'm joking, people. Go, keep going.
Yeah, so who am I? Oh, my goodness. Well, I can tell you the things I love.
What do you love?
I love to garden naked.
There you go.
I like to be outside.
What do your neighbors think?
My feet are really ugly because I don't care. I like to be outside with no shoes and socks, and I never wear shoes and socks. I am in your home because I thought that would be rude, and my husband said nobody wants to see your feet.
You couldn't. I don't have socks on.
I always have summer feet, but I don't know. I really.
So you're in a Seinfeld episode. Oh, look, it's Naked Lady again.
Yeah. I love to cook. I love to take lots of classes on anything and everything I can get my hands on. I wish I would have felt like that in high school because I hated school. I was only there to socialize and look at the boys.
Me too. Amen. And do drugs.
Oh, well, not that. I smoked. Well, not much has changed because I smoked a lot of pot in high school and I still do. So that really hasn't changed. But
I'm clean and sober, so I can't do any of it.
When you're raised by hippies, that's just what that's just my life.
That's what you do.
Love.
She gets stoned before she records these two, by the way.
No, I didn't today.
I'm joking.
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't smoke any weed
today.
Dude. No, it's too early. Later.
Late.
I don't smoke it all day.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere in the world.
I'm not like a 24-hour pothead. Like,
not necessarily.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Exactly. But no, the minute I come home at night after work, I shed my clothes, put my jammies on, wash my face, put my hair up, and I go into my meditation room. I light a joint, and I talk to my son for 15 minutes.
There you go. I love it.
By the way, my son passed on my birthday in 22 from fentanyl poisoning. He was 33. So
how did that happen?
He took a Valium that had fentanyl in it.
Street Valium?
Yep.
Damn.
Yep. And that has really changed my life immensely.
Mm.
Like, in good, not really good ways. It's been horrible. I have twins that are 30, boy and girl, and I'm very, very in love with my kids. Like, I still would love it if they lived with me sometimes. I'm like one of those moms, but I like watching them be adults and grow. Because I do like being home alone with my husband too. We have a lot of fun.
What would you say to people watching as to the wisdom of the loss of a child?
Well, I had my son's best friend just passed away a couple of weeks ago.
Same thing?
No. He took his own life, and when I went over there to that grieving mom's house, she just looked at me and said, "How are you even standing? How are you even breathing?" And I said, "The same way you're going to."
I love it.
I said, "You have to. You got to keep going. We're not done. We have to keep going." And I know in my heart of hearts that Jake would probably come and haunt my ass if he found out that I was just laying in a ball on the ground.
Yeah.
Because I have a job. He left behind a daughter. And I need to help with that.
Yep.
And I know I do.
Well, and you have twins, and your life, Jake was part of your life, but it wasn't your life. You know what I mean?
I had him at 18. It's just, it's very different without him. Mm. And
God, I can't even.
But I still, he's still part of my life every single day. Like I said, I talk to him every single day. I give myself 15, 20 minutes. That's my time. My husband knows. That's just my time with my son. And I tell him all sorts of stuff.
I love it.
You know?
You can do it too. I love that. I hope somebody out there is listening to this. And if you've lost a kid, you can do it too.
You can. Mm. Fine. We're moms.
It's deep.
We're moms. Like, yes, his death could have taken me down. I definitely could have just put myself in a wine bottle and stayed there. But I just knew in my heart that maybe I just don't have it in me to do that. I don't know. But it's not like it's not like it hurt any less because I didn't do that. It's just, you know, everyone's different.
Yeah.
Everyone's different in how they cope with it.
Yeah.
My son was, he had a really bad year and he was so tired, and, you know, I know that he's doing good things where he's at and helping other people. And I know he's watching over us because I feel him all the time.
Yeah.
But as far as me, I mean, I like to camp. I like to be in the forest.
You just like to live.
I love trees.
I love it. You love to live.
I love love.
I love it.
I love learning about myself more and more every day.
What a gift. Thank you for being here. Yeah. Thanks for agreeing to be a part of this podcast, because just like all you ladies, you add such a beautiful essence to it. And none of us are immune to the hardships of life, and to find people to talk about them is everything. So
well,
thank you.
And like I said, I think probably on another podcast, I don't know if it was recorded one or not, but I'm going to say it again just in case we didn't hit record. Everyone gets a basket.
And we recorded.
It did? Okay, well, then I don't need to talk about it.
Cool. Yeah. Listen to that anyway. One. We're going to leave you suspended.
Go ahead, Mandy.
So figure out which one it was.
Because I have to be to a class here in a little bit.
So yeah.
Who's Mandy, Mandy?
So I'm Mandy. I'm 40. I have four kids that are 22, 18, almost 16, and almost 14. I have been with my husband since we were 16 years old.
Wow.
And our whole relationship has been parenting and working and finding that over the years to be transparent, that connection's been lost, and it's kind of what brought me to this table. And I am just now, I think, kind of figuring outside of my kids and their sports and their all their activities and interests what I like to do. I love to listen to music, I love to go to concerts. I love to be with girlfriends and just be silly.
Hmm.
I love my solitude, which I have just discovered in the past few months. I do hair. I really enjoy that. I'm going on 23 years of doing hair. I love the one-on-one connection where I feel like I have therapy.
Hmm.
8 times a day with my clients.
Isn't that the truth?
But I wouldn't change it for the world. I believe that that was my calling. I love it.
Hmm. Really, it's beautiful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you're here too.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's just great, isn't it? Like, to get four women together, have conversations. None of us are experts in any one area, right? But yet we have our expertise and what our hearts tell us. And again, this podcast is about the edge of beautiful. Anything can change in any given moment of one's life, for the positive or for the negative. And the question is what are you going to do to walk through it to find the beauty in it? Because even in the darkest moments of Jake's death, or not knowing if your marriage or having kids leave, or, you know, a divorcee, we still are taking the opportunity to find out who we are in it and how to share the gifts of that with the world. Wow. This world is so beautiful and so fragile. Don't try to be exempt from it. Really, don't try to find your exemption. Find what you're made of. Please. We need you.
Amen.
Amen.
Oof. Namaste.
God damn it, Becky, no, I'm kidding.